I'm going to do another song that we were kind of getting used to playing over at Norm's River Roadhouse down in Nashville. This song's called Nobody From Nowhere. I wrote this with Tommy Womack. And y'all may or may not know this. Tommy's a Cumberland Presbyterian preacher's son from Madisonville, Kentucky. He grew up with his daddy preaching to minors. And my mom and dad are from southwest lower Alabama in the area between Selma and Meridian, Mississippi. So Tommy and I concocted this idea that we would tell people from the East Coast and the West Coast and big cities that we're nobody and we're from nowhere. And that would be an easier way to explain where we're from to people that don't know about lower Alabama or western Kentucky. Now, we later figured out you could just sing them Paradise by John Prine. Or we could sing them I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams. And they might understand a little bit better then. But I'm going to do this tune here called Nobody From Nowhere. And I got to tell you that we wouldn't be doing this music without folks like David Olney, without folks like J.J. Cale, without folks like Emmylou Harris, Rodney Crowell, Spooner Oldham, John Prine, Sam Bush. I could go on and on. Nobody from nowhere you would have ever heard of anyway. Ain't no city way down there you could have heard a pin drop any time of day. But I'm not sorry, I'm not sad. Might take a whole day just to drive out here and visit. Not too worried, no, it's not too bad. Well, there's another much to do, but that's not such a hardship, really, is it? When you're waiting for a car to drive by, just so you can wave hello, hello. Staring at a starry night sky, you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Say hello. Till that day comes, I'll be here alone without a care. Nobody, nobody from nowhere. I'm nobody from nowhere you would have ever heard of anyhow. Ain't no reason that you should care. Well, there's a P.O. box, there's a four-way stop, there's farms and fields and cows, and we're just waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. Staring at a starry night sky, you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Hello. Till that day comes, I'll be there alone without a care. Nobody, nobody from nowhere. Yeah, waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. staring at a starry night sky, 'cause you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Hello. Till that day comes, I'll be there, alone without a care. Nobody, 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 nobody from nowhere. Waiting for a car to drive by just so you can wave hello, hello. Hey, staring at a starry night sky, 'cause you've been dreaming of some place that you got to go. Hello, hello.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a song called Hill Country Girl. Wrote this sitting outside of Green Hall in Green, Texas, by the Guadalupe River, the oldest dance hall in Texas. It's a beautiful part of the Hill Country. And great venue. It's where Stevie Ray Vaughan played a lot of his early shows. George Strait, a bunch of great Joe Ely, great Texas stuff. And I've gotten to play there a lot over the years with Todd Snyder and Rodney Crowell in particular. I was going to, it's so Texas that I played this song I wrote called Goodnight Moon at the end of my set one night. And everybody started talking real loud because it's a quiet song and they wanted to dance. It's about 1,000 people in cowboy hats. And everybody started talking, and big cowboy in the back of the room said, "Shut up, it's a Jack Ingram song." And everybody shut up, even though it's my song, but I was saved by Jack Ingram, who does sing my song. But I'm going to do this song called Hill Country Girl for you right now and send this out to the actual real great story songwriters like Towns Van Zandt, Dave Olney, Rodney Crowell, Todd Snyder. Many more. And this is my attempt at a story song from sitting around watching pretty girls walk by in the hill country of Texas. Finally got sick of myself and my thoughts. Cornflower blue, her eyes and her hair spinning gold in the hot summer wind. Soft were the words she used when she told me she wanted to still be my friend. I said, "Don't misunderstand me." She said, "I don't," as she turned into the haze of the twilight and walk down the road without shame or concern. Her name was Martha,
Her mama died the year before. She'd been sick for a while. Helped her daddy that summer with work on the farm. She was shy with her smile. One night we talked until sun up. Next night we kissed until the dawn. These days I dream of my Martha till daylight comes hard now that Martha is gone. Daddy was quiet like men get to be, but his eyes said he knew everything. One afternoon, put his arm round my shoulders. He said, "Don't get hurt, son, you're still green." That night I asked her to marry. She laughed out loud until she wept. She said, "You saved my heart with your kindness and your comfort and your care, but I will not be kept." Oh, 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 oh. Some say she ruined me forever, left me heartbroken, stubborn with pride. Some say she made me the loner I am. I say her memory, that's what keeps me alive. Now I keep up with her as she moves through the world with a grace I admire from afar. From Austin to Nashville to LA and back to the farm in her dirty old car. And her eyes are still my horizon, and her smile's still a fine row of pearls. I can't help it, I guess, though it's made me a mess. I'm in love with a hill country girl. Though she don't love me yet, I will never regret all my love for hill country girl.
I've had the great opportunity of working with over the years for really long periods of time with Todd Snyder and Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris. So I'm a lucky, you know, guitar player and harmony singer to get to play with people like that, that can write and sing and play and tell stories like that. And they become dear friends. I'm going to do one I wrote with Todd. We were on tour. One of those tours that's about 7 weeks long. It feels like it's about 70 years long. But we had a good time. But, you know, after you've had a good time a lot of times, you know what I mean? Then time starts to have its own sense of time. So we had this day off in Corpus Christi, Texas. Middle of the summer, is a rainy day, as humid as it can be. Humid and rainy at the same time. It was like getting rained on in a sauna full of jungle air. So we sat inside. I cooked some shrimp. I boiled shrimp, and we drank beer, and then we wrote a song about the fact that we had failed at being lazy musicians. We were working our butts off, driving 12 hours a day, playing every night. The dream was over. And it's called Horseshoe Lake. Hmm.
it won't work this morning. I can't punch in. There's too many questions under my skin. My back is aching. I'm so confused. And I can't help but feeling just like I've been being used. You know I did like they told me, and I settled down. And now I'm going crazy. I've been working downtown. What do I do here? Why do I stay? And who are all these people I check in with every day? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride to Horseshoe Lake. I wanna feel like it makes a difference. What difference can one man make? They say that one man makes some money, one man makes some time. I need some time to think this over. I like to make up my own mind. Yeah. Now I don't need a psychic, I don't need a shrink. I need some time away from all this. I need a drink. How did I get here? And where will I go? And tell me, why am I so haunted by every little thing that I don't know? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out to Horseshoe Lake. I want to feel like it makes a difference. Oh, what difference one man makes. They say that one man makes some money, and one man makes some time. I need some time to think this over. I like to make up my own mind. I need some time to think this over. I like to make up. I want to make up my own mind. Yes, I want to make up my own mind. Yeah, I want to make up my own mind.
Is everybody doing okay? Okay, me to play a few more songs? All right.
There's another train coming in the morning. You don't have to go in the pouring rain. Come on, honey, babe, don't you be so stubborn. Think about the love you've been throwing away. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. I know you had your heart set on going this evening. When you're coming home, where you just can't say, I just got a hard time really believing that you got to go rushing off this way. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. Well, now lay down here beside me, girl, I wish you would. Another night of love, oh, it might do us both a world of good. But if you're bound to go, well, I keep on hoping and waiting by the track nearly every day. Well, I listen for the sound of the whistle blowing, and if I don't see you, honey, that's okay. Tomorrow morning there's another train. You would. Well, another night of love, it might do us both a world of good. But if you're bound to go, well, I keep on hoping, waiting by the track nearly every day. Well, I listen for the sound of the whistle blowing. If I don't see you, honey, that's okay. On tomorrow morning, there's another train. Yeah. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. Come tomorrow morning, there's another. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. Come tomorrow morning. Yeah. Woo!
Thank you so much. I got to do this song for Paul Barrere of the great band Little Feet. We lost Paul a few weeks ago, and I don't know if there's any Little Feet fans out there, but I'd imagine so. Given me a lifetime of enjoyment and something to learn from is music of Little Feet, from Lowell George, Paul Barrere, Billy Payne, all those guys. And so this is a song there of mine that they recorded on a record called Join the Band. And Paul Barrere sang it, so I feel like I should sing it for him tonight. This is called The Champion of the World. Well, I'm weak and I'm worthless and I can't make up my mind. When they handed out ambition, I was next to last in line. Was a lost little lamb until I found that little girl. When she holds me in her arms, I'm the champion of the world. I was drunk on a Monday, I was standing at the bar, when somebody said, "Hey, mister, would you help me start my car?" Well, I wouldn't know a spark plug,
from the Duke of Earl. But when I drive home to my baby, I'm the champion of the world. I know that people talk behind my back. How can't you stay with a man like that? It ain't easy. Heaven knows she tries. Oh, they never see the sweetness of the love that's there between us. When she holds my hand and she looks me in my beady little eye. Say I'm a creep and I'm a coward, and on my hands and knees I crawl. I fall apart under pressure. I got no backbone to speak of at all. You know, my daddy always told me, said, son, you throw a baseball like a girl. I said, what's wrong with that, daddy? But when my baby holds me, when my baby holds me, when my baby holds me, I'm the champion. Said I'm the champion, the champion of the world.
Yeah, that's for Paul Barrere, the late great. Thank you for all the music, Paul Barrere. Okay, I got a couple more songs. Is that okay? Well, good. All right. So this is called Wash and Fold, and this is another one that we debuted over at Norm's River Roadhouse on the River Road, the Roadhouse on the River Road in Nashville, Tennessee, and with Tommy Womack and the gang. This song was written after a couple of experiences on tour, because that's what life becomes. You know, a songwriter, you write about your life, and then when you're about 21, you've already written about your life, and you go on the road for the rest of your life. So you need to pay attention to other people's lives who actually have lives so you have something to write about. And so I was in Providence, Rhode Island, and I had a gig that night, and I had one pair of jeans and one black T-shirt to wear, and everything else was just socks and underwear, of course. Thank you very much. But everything else was just sweaty and nasty, and I didn't feel like going to Target or whatever and buying stuff. So I went down to the local laundromat, and it was the greatest place I've ever been to in my life. There were five Italian brothers in there with hats on with the name of the place on it, their family name, and then they're yelling at each other, steam everywhere. They were pressing and cleaning and ironing and folding and hanging things on hangers and those big giant mechanical hangers with all the clothes on them going by. It was fantastic, like a Rube Goldberg experiment in human machinery. And I brought my little duffel bag in, and I said, well, I'd like to get my clothes washed here. And they said, wash and fold, it'll be about $25. Come in tomorrow, come get your clothes. Thank you. Gave me a little ticket, came back the next day, I got my clothes, took them back to my room. All the shirts were on hangers, everything else was folded as though by my own mother when she missed me a lot, with care, perfect little squares, and just like, whoa. And so I was so happy about it, you know. So a couple of weeks later, I had dirty clothes again, and I was in New York City, and I thought, well, I'll just go to the local laundromat right here in New York City, and I'll find me some wash and fold. So I went in there, and I found this place right there in Midtown Manhattan, back when they used to have laundromats in Midtown Manhattan, and there was a guy sitting in there, and I swear he was reading a racing form. It was like walking into a detective movie. He had those little half glasses readers on, and he was reading a racing form, and he didn't even look up at me. I said, I'd like to have these clothes washed. I felt like, you know, pro at this point, getting my clothes washed. Wash and fold, he said. Yeah, wash and press is much better. And so my bubble was just completely busted, you know. I thought I had it dialed in. And I said, well, what do you mean, wash and press? He goes, well, it's twice as much money, but it's really worth it. You know, it's like much better here with the wash and press and the wash and fold. And I said, well, I'm just going to do wash and fold. And he goes, all right, well, it's your clothes. And he kind of took my duffel bag and walked into the back. And I came back the next day and got my clothes, and they were clean, and the shirts were on hangers. But the folded clothes were folded by an angry person. And now I got to tell you, there's one more place involved in this, and that is the Margaret Truman drop-off launderette. And that's in Key West, Florida. And every time I go down there, I see it, and I just keep thinking about it. Because, you know, I guess Margaret Truman, she was Harry Truman's wife, right? Was she Bess Truman, or was that Margaret? I can't remember. Bess is the wife. Well, who the hell is Margaret? Why does she have a daughter? Okay, she has a laundromat in Key West. So there's a song in there somewhere. So I'm going to do Wash and Fold for you. And so the lyrics are inspired by The Road, and the music's inspired by Alan Toussaint and The Meters and all that New Orleans music, including Little Feat, who took that music and put it in rock and roll. And so they did some good stealing there. Thank you very much. Now meet me down at the wash and fold, and let me dance for get too old. And don't be quiet, baby, don't be cold. Meet me down at the wash and fold. Sitting pretty, sitting high and dry. I'm not lonesome, so I won't cry. And I'm not ready for the by and by. Sitting pretty, sitting high and dry. Think I'm ready for my close-up now. It's time to barbecue the sacred cow. Hallelujah, mama, don't ask how. Think I'm ready for my close-up now. Think I'm ready for it. I've been blowing bubbles at the laundrette. Show you just how clean a man can get when we're rubbing and we're scrubbing till we're soaking wet. Blowing bubbles at the laundrette. The washateria is open, babe. Hey, you can struggle, you can skimp and save, but you can't take it with you to your grave. The washateria is open, babe. Wash and fold it with me all night long. There ain't nothing dirty, there ain't nothing wrong. You won't be worried about a thing for long. Wash and fold it with me all night long. Wash and fold it with me. Swimming in the Pontchartrain, and let's go running naked in the Mobile rain. We're gonna hop a boxcar on a Memphis train, swim across the Pontchartrain. Now I've been smoking possum with the chimney sweeps, and the Mississippi River's running 3 miles deep. There's a little bitty baby snoring fast asleep. A smoking possum with the chimney sweeps. Well, bring us whiskey tender, bring us beer. I'm gonna tattoo you and pierce your ears. Ain't no ancient Chinese secret here. Bring us whiskey, bring us beer. Right over here, right over here. Right over here, right over here. Bring us whiskey tender, bring us beer. Yeah. Bring it right over here. Thank you.
and a punch a train. Now watch and fold, meet me down at the watch and fold. Watch and fold, let me dance before I get too old. Watch and fold, hey, meet me down at the watch and fold. Watch and fold, meet me down at the watch and fold.
I want to thank y'all so much. I'm going to do one more song for you. I'm going to send this one out to David Olney, the great David Olney. I wrote this with one of David's best friends in this world, Gwil Owen, who's a great songwriter. And I know Gwil is torn up, and I know Dave's wife is torn up. And, of course, the world's celebrating Dave's songs and his music and his spirit and his poetry, and he's getting more press than he ever got while he was alive, which is, he would appreciate the irony of that. I promise you that David Olney is up there laughing and having a drink of whiskey right now with Towns Van Zandt and Mississippi John Hurt. Hopefully Lightnin' Hopkins is being nice to him too. So this is called Good Night Moon. It's a good night moon, oh, good night stars, good night old broke down cars. I'm gone away, leaving soon, oh, good night darling, good night moon. I don't know where I will be, and I don't know if I'll see out the window of my room shining down. Good night, moon. Thank you, babe, I'm gonna miss you when the night comes round. That's when I long to kiss you with the moon shining on the ground. Thank you, babe, I'm gonna miss you, oh, when the night comes round. That's when I long to kiss you with the moon shining on the ground. Good night, moon. Oh, good night, stars. Good night, oh, down cars. I'm gone away, leaving soon, yes. Good night, darling. Good night, moon. Good night, darling. Yeah, yeah. Good night, moon. Ooh, yeah. I want to thank y'all so much for coming out tonight. Lost River Sessions is a beautiful thing. Thank you.